Combatants for Peace is an organization made up of former Israeli soldiers and former Palestinian fighters who have concluded that violence will not lead to a just and peaceful settlement in the Middle East. They condemn Israel's occupation of Palestinian lands and support a two-state solution based in part on Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank. Combatants for Peace members often travel to speak in the U.S., always in pairs. On July 15th, Israeli Erez Crispin and Palestinian Noor Shahada joined more than 200 local residents in New Haven, Connecticut's third annual iWage Peace Walk, organized by local billboard company owner, peace activist and filmmaker Bruce Barrett. The walk calls on all people of goodwill, especially Christians, Jews, and Muslims, to work for peace in Israel-Palestine. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhu spoke with Crispin and Shahada after the peace walk. She began by asking their opinions on the recent report by an Israeli government-appointed panel known as the Levy Committee that stated, contrary to international law, settlements in the West Bank are legal, affirming Israel's long-held position. The report also concluded that most unauthorized outposts, up to now considered illegal by the Israeli government, should also be officially recognized. Israeli Erez Crispin responded first.
It's the Levy Committee, which was appointed by the government, the Israeli government, and decided what the government of Israel, the current right-wing government of Israel, wanted to hear and decide. But this is a political committee. It wasn't a judicial committee. The settlements are illegal. Any settlement is illegal according to the international law. It is the number one obstacle for peace and for settlement with the Palestinians. They are located, the settlements are located in a way that you cannot create a Palestinian state, a contiguous Palestinian state. And that's our message, that the United States finally has to object the industry of settlement and be active, implicitly and actively, against this problem for peace.
Noor, as a Palestinian, what do you think of this development?
This land, all the people in the world agree in 1967, is Palestinian land. How we can take a decision to illegal building in this land? It's not Israeli land. How we can take decision for not your land? This is a problem. I think this is put a lot of big stones in the way of the peace. It's make a triple of the peace. I am not agree this decision. I hope the Israeli government we can take a decision to serve peace, to do peace, to make peace, not make a decision to be war, to be new intifada.
Do you think that that decision could lead to another intifada by Palestinians if they feel like it just is dashing any hope of a settlement where Palestine could have an actual functioning country, a two-state solution?
I can't tell you, but it's reason because the settlement we will eat all the Palestinian land in 1967. The settlement it's expanded in Palestine. It's very, very big problem. It's the first problem now to make peace, to build a state in Palestinian land. Where is the state when the settlement is expanded more than this? Where is the Palestinian state?
I just read today that in accordance with the settlement from the hunger strike, the Palestinian prisoners, that they've started allowing some of the Gaza prisoners from Gaza to have family visits, but there's a lot of restrictions. You know, do you see that as a positive development?
There are certain laws, international laws, regarding how can you treat prisoners and detainees. And Israel currently doesn't give all that it needs to give in terms of rights to these prisoners. There is a good step forward in recent weeks, resulting probably due to negotiation between the Israeli government and Hamas. I hope that it continues and they will give them the rights that they deserve as detainees, as prisoners, and I hope that they will release most of them, because most of them are in prison without trial, and some of them deserve to be in jail, most of them not.
There's been talk about getting Hamas together with Fatah and some kind of a unity government, which has been not the case since 2006 or 7. Do you think that would help lead to a two-state solution between Palestine and Israel if the Palestinian factions get together, or do you think that isn't where the Palestinians need to go? Noor?
Hamas, it's one of the faction in Palestine. The people from Hamas is the Palestinian people. It's no differences between people from Hamas and people from Fatah, all the people fighting to be a freedom. I think when Hamas and Fatah we make an agreement, it's give a lot of power for the peace. It's give big chance to do a peace. We need to go to the non-violent struggle. This is the important thing for me.
Erez, as an Israeli, what do you think?
I think that there is a window of opportunity now. Hamas is on the fence from several reasons. We can attract them. We can give them all the reasons to support the two-state solution, to support the existence of Israel, or we can distract them. We can give them all the reasons to return to the path of violence. I think that it's not only the Fatah, it's also up to the Israeli government to decide if they want negotiations with Hamas, because there will be negotiations, the same way that there weren't negotiations with Fatah, and at some point the Israeli government decided, realized that it's better to attract these factions and to talk to them. I hope that the same decision will be made regarding Hamas.
That was Israeli Erez Crispin and Palestinian Noor Shahada, members of the group Combatants for Peace. Find more information about Combatants for Peace and other organizations working for Middle East peace on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.